London Bridge is the gateway to much of South London, an area that spawned many of the artists that have gone on to define British music today. One of the greatest stories of how a band formed starts with a chance encounter at Dartford train station, less than half an hour from London Bridge. On the 17th of October, 1961, two young students were passing through Platform 2 at the South London station. Keith Richards was heading to Sidcup Art College, while Mick Jagger was on his way to the London School of Economics. Richards was carrying records by Chuck Berry and Muddy Waters, and the pair who recognised each other from primary school quickly bonded over their love of blues music. That moment sparked a close friendship between the pair, and the following year, they went on to found one of the most successful rock and roll bands of all time, the Rolling Stones. The Stones released some of their most recognisable songs during the swinging 60s, but were perhaps slightly overshadowed by their British contemporaries, the Beatles, for much of the decade. In the 70s, however, the Stones really found their swagger, recording albums that became instant classics, such as Exile on Main Street and Sticky Fingers, while also becoming the biggest touring band in the world. To commemorate their momentous meeting at Dartford train station, a blue heritage plaque was put in place on Platform 2 in 2015. Locals are so proud of their Rolling Stones connections that the town has now named some of its streets after the band's songs. You can wander along Stones Avenue, Satisfaction Street, Angie Mews, and Ruby Tuesday Drive. Dartford Council even commissioned two life-size statues of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, which now proudly stand at the town's One Bell Corner. The bronze sculptures were created to show Mick and Keith in movement, and they're a very good inspiration for anybody fancying themselves as a bit of a stage performer. Travelling between London Bridge and Dartford, you'll find Welling, hometown of the prodigious Kate Bush. Growing up, Kate Bush was influenced by her parents' love of music and taught herself piano at the age of 11. It wasn't long before she began composing her own songs and, with her family's assistance, recorded demos of over 50 original creations while still in her mid-teens. One of those demo tapes ended up in the hands of Pink Floyd guitarist Dave Gilmour, who was so impressed that he helped the 16-year-old to record a more polished tape. That ended up on the desk of EMI Records' Terry Slater, who promptly gave Kate her first recording contract. Whilst still just a teenager, she wrote, recorded, and released the theatrical and utterly unique Wuthering Heights. It was the first single off her debut album, The Kick Inside, which shot to the top of the charts and led to Kate becoming the first female artist to achieve a UK number one single with a self-written song. It may not be quite the wild and windy moors of Wuthering Heights, but East Wickham Open Space is an easy 15-minute walk from Welling Station for those who wish to tread the same ground as our heroine. 44 years after that debut, Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill hit number 3 in the US singles chart after featuring rather prominently in Stranger Things, earning the singer her first bona fide transatlantic hit single at the age of 63. Skip a few boroughs west from Bexley Heath and you'll discover the roots of another British musical genius, David Bowie, born David Robert Jones in Brixton in 1947. Bowie's musical career spans six different decades, all the way from his 1969 hit single, Space Oddity, through to his final album, Black Star, in 2016. During the late 1970s, Bowie released his Berlin-era trilogy of albums, recorded with producers Brian Eno and Tony Visconti, which took rock music in bold new directions, incorporating elements of electronica and krautrock to create a distinct and unique new sound. Touring for Bowie was often complicated by a fear of flying, but he was an avid fan of train travel. He once even took on the world's longest train journey, the six-day Trans-Siberian Railway from Moscow to Vladivostok. David Bowie sadly died on the 10th of January 2016, 2 days after the release of the acclaimed Black Star, ensuring a fitting finale to the career of one of British music's finest minds. In the days following his death, a street art mural of the Starman, just 100 yards or so from Brixton Railway Station, became a shrine where fans laid flowers and laid tributes to the artist. But South London's musical lineage runs right up to the present day, with some of Britain's biggest stars today hailing from the suburb of Croydon. Croydon is home to the world-famous Brit School, where stars like Adele, Amy Winehouse and FKA Twigs honed their craft. It's also the birthplace of Michael Omari, better known as Stormzy, who broke onto the scene in 2014 with a single Shut Up. This was followed up 3 years later by the debut album Gang Signs and Prayer, which became the first grime record to top the UK album charts. For anyone making the 11-minute train journey from London Bridge to Croydon, it's worth exploring the Croydon Music Heritage Trail while you're there. Opened in January 2024, The City presents a walking tour of publicly nominated and voted artists and venues that will take you through the heart of central Croydon. It starts at the Queen's Gardens, where you will see Croydon Symphony, the mural showcasing artists who made Croydon their home and inspiration, and will give you the chance to learn more about Stormzy's hometown too. Stormzy's influence on British culture is felt well beyond just the world of music, with the artist funding paid scholarships for black students to attend the University of Cambridge and launching his own hashtag Murky Books imprint, helping showcase underrepresented authors and voices from diverse backgrounds. So wherever in South London you're coming from or going to, there's no doubt you will feel the significance of its musical history on your travels.